Hey there, Creativity Crusaders. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back again with another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily, where we blend ancient wisdom with modern hustle to conquer those daily challenges. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, unleashing your inner creative genius, fueled by the power of Stoicism. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism, isn't that all about being emotionless and stuck as a statue? Absolutely not. Think of it this way. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them as fuel for your creative fire. It's about recognizing that we can't control everything around us, but we can absolutely control our reactions to it. And when you're free from the shackles of fear, self-doubt, and negativity, that's when the real magic happens. So how do we unlock this creative potential? Let's break it down into five powerful Stoic principles. First up, embrace the virtue of emerfati, or love of fate. This means accepting things as they are, even the setbacks and challenges. Because let's face it, creativity often thrives in the face of adversity. Think about those artists who channeled their pain into masterpieces, or entrepreneurs who turned failures into fuel for success. When you learn to embrace the inevitable ups and downs, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities. Next, practice memento mori, which means remembering that we are mortal. This isn't about dwelling on death, it's about appreciating the preciousness of life and making the most of every moment. When you recognize that time is fleeting, you're less likely to waste it on procrastination or self-doubt. You become more focused, more intentional, and more driven to create something truly meaningful. Now, let's talk about negative visualization. This might sound a little counterintuitive, but hear me out. It's the practice of imagining potential setbacks before they happen, not to dwell on them, but to prepare for them. You're essentially creating mental resilience by anticipating challenges and coming up with solutions in advance. Ever felt like you were about to launch your masterpiece into the world, only to be hit with a wave of self-doubt? Negative visualization can help you navigate those moments with grace and determination. You can think through potential critiques, prepare for rejection, and even brainstorm alternative plans. Moving on to dichotomy of control. This Stoic principle emphasizes recognizing what we can control and what we can't. We can't control external events, but we can control our reactions to them. So, when you find yourself feeling frustrated or overwhelmed by circumstances beyond your control, remember this. Focus your energy on what you can influence, your attitude, your effort, your actions. Finally, let's talk about equanimitas, which is a fancy word for mental stillness. It's about cultivating a calm and clear mind, free from distractions and anxieties. Think of it as your creative oasis, where inspiration flows freely and ideas blossom. When you're in a state of mental stillness, you can tap into your inner wisdom and make space for truly original thought. So, how do we bring this to life? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who has been stuck in a creative rut for months. She feels paralyzed by fear, constantly doubting her abilities. She knows she has something special to share with the world, but she's too afraid to put herself out there. Then one day, Sarah stumbles upon this podcast and decides to give Stoicism a try. She starts practicing emerfati, accepting that creative blocks are a natural part of the process. She embraces memento mori, reminding herself that life is short and precious, so she needs to make time for her passion. She even tries negative visualization, imagining potential setbacks and developing strategies to overcome them. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to shift her mindset. She finds peace in the present moment, cultivates a sense of mental stillness, and starts to see creative challenges as opportunities for growth. Within weeks, she's back in the groove, writing new music with confidence and joy. And that, my friends, is the power of Stoicism. It's not about being emotionless, it's about harnessing your emotions to fuel your creativity, overcome obstacles, and live a more fulfilling life. So remember, your creative potential is waiting to be unleashed. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. Embrace the power of Stoicism, tap into your inner strength, and go out there and create something amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of creative inspiration, because remember, we rise by lifting others. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.